This is ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie sports leader, and this is the Laker Hockey Show. For the next hour, Laker head coach Damon Whitten joins the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, for the weekly coaches show. Got questions for Coach Whitten? Tweet them to me at cornerpocket422. Now, here's Bill and Damon on ESPN 1400.
Well, hi again, everybody. It is Bill Crawford, joined tonight by Zach Sizek, the assistant coach of the Lakers. Matt Pocket's here. We'll be throwing questions at the assistant coach tonight. And on Thursday morning, this is a double broadcast program. It'll be on again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. For those of you who want to spread the word on that, to people who maybe can't be listening in right now, we are on a different night, too. We're usually on Tuesday at 5 p.m., but because the Lakers played yesterday and because the schedule's so conglomerated right now with games over the next few weeks, we're going to do this show on Wednesday each of the next 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks from now, we won't have a show because the Lakers will be playing at Bemidji on Tuesday and Wednesday that week. And Zach Sizek joining us now, and hey, coming off a great week. Last time we talked to Damon Whitten last week, it was, hey, we're going to Bowling Green, then we got to go to Michigan Tech, and there was a lot of trepidation about that, I think. But this team played really well. I think Merrick Smittens was the key. He's going to join us on this show tonight, the second half of the program, and talk to us about what kind of season he's having in his senior year. And Zach, you coach goaltenders with this team, but three wins, two at Bowling Green, one yesterday afternoon at Michigan Tech. That's a great week.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, and we talk about the travel a little bit, and I think at first it looked a little daunting, and then after, you know, we're kind of into it now, I think the guys are pretty excited for it. You know, there's not much practice time, so there's not a lot of thinking right now. It's, hey, you know, we're playing playoff hockey. We started that last week when we got to Bowling Green there. So we've been in a playoff mindset. Obviously, guys are going to get tired at some point here, but I think it's only going to benefit us when we do get into playoffs.
Yeah, I thought we looked a little bit tired at Michigan Tech yesterday as that game went on. You know, there was a interesting part early in the third period where three of our guys got the puck down behind the net and just kind of passed it around for about 30 seconds, killing time there before they moved out. But, you know, when you make a trip down to Bowling Green, you're looking at 7 hours each way. That's 14 hours a bus right there. Then you got to go to Michigan Tech. That's 5 hours one way, so there's 10 more hours. Bus trips can take it out of you a bit, but I was very impressed with two parts of the Laker game in these last three games, and I watched all of them very closely. Really impressed by the defensive effort both ways with all of our guys. Guys coming back, defensemen playing well, and Merrick's was outstanding in all three games. And I was really impressed with our line rushes at Bowling Green. I haven't seen a Laker team move the puck that effectively for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think, you know, you brought up the tiredness of the Michigan Tech game there, and we felt it a little bit. And after we went back and watched it, we were a lot happier with that game than I think we felt originally. A lot of what happened to us in that game, we feel, was very self-inflicted. We thought our puck management was just okay. There were stretches where it was really, really good. There was a couple of times where we just didn't make good puck decisions. And then when you do that, you get pinned in your zone, especially there in the second period with, like at our rink with the benches on the opposite sides. If you get caught out there with a long D-zone shift in the second period, it's really hard to get your defenseman off, especially just trying to even get one of them off. Then it gets and then you have one fresh guy out there, or one guy who's a little tired. So the line changes on that rink are tough. But outside of that, I really liked our energy. I think that's something that we're going to continue to have good energy. Guys are in a good spot right now, but they're still really hungry. You just mentioned the line rush there. That's something probably post Christmas. I think that's a great pickup by you and Matt there. We've really had a good emphasis on our rush offense there. There's a couple terms that we like to use with our guys. And I think over the last couple of years here, it's something that as the year has went on, guys have had more comfort being able to be creative off the rush. And I think that has definitely been an impact the last couple of weeks here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's been impressive, especially that line that Calder's on with, you got Pete Violette back with him now. And they've been really, really good, and we got Louis Bidone in between them, and but everybody's playing well. I thought Hampus Erickson was outstanding yesterday at Michigan Tech, especially early in the game, but there were a lot of players who played really well. Benny Post has been a big part of this lineup since getting back in there on a regular basis and scored a big goal yesterday to put you up 1-0.
Yeah, I think our lines, you know, we're getting contributions from everywhere right now, and our back end, which is obviously really important. You know, like you said, that Calder line with Louis and Petey there, there's a lot of creativity on that line. So they've definitely got some rope to make plays. And, you know, 99% of the time they make the right play. And they should know that when they come back to the bench, it's going to be okay if you make a mistake, because we know that, you're trying to help the team. So they do a tremendous job off the line rush, really all over the ice, but they do a really nice job off the rush. I really like the Hampus Erickson line yesterday too. They're a line that we can throw out in a lot of different situations, and they're always up to the task. So whatever we ask them to do, they pass it with flying colors.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. Yuki Miura has been outstanding. I thought yesterday, as that game went on, I think Yuki blocked 6 shots in the second half of that hockey game yesterday. And you know, you're keeping the puck away from the net. We had to kill a situation where we were 2 men short for a little while. We were a man short for 2 full minutes against a pretty good Tech power play. They can move the puck around, and they're at home. They're comfortable. They haven't been on a long road trip since last week when they had to go through it. But I thought we were really impressive, especially in that game at Michigan Tech. But, hey, anytime you go into Bowling Green and win 2 games, that's special stuff. I can't remember the last time we won 2 at Bowling Green.
Yeah, we're really proud of our guys. That is, for the team that Bowling Green has this year too, like that forward group that they have is really, really impressive. That group, they're big, they're heavy, they can skate. They have great creativity. All of them shoot the puck well. So is it definitely, we knew what we were getting into going down there. Really impressed with what the effort guys gave. I thought we defended well for sure there. But I also thought, like you said, our line rush is really good. I was really impressed with our ozone play. And it just kind of all came together there. So it was a great weekend for our guys.
Yeah, it really seems, Zach, like this is a team that almost relishes challenges, right? I mean, you've got this wild schedule with, what, like 100 games in 3 days or whatever it is. It feels like it anyway. But this seems like a level group, right? Business as usual, right? Like, okay, almost a fighter's mentality, right? You tell us when and where to show up. We will be there. We will put on the gloves, and we will get the job done.
I think that's a great great point there, Matt. Like, I think with our guys, like I mentioned earlier, they're really excited about this right now. Again, we get to tell them, hey, you're going to play a bunch of games, especially in a year like this where we didn't know when the season was going to start. And now to say, hey, we've got a bunch of games, they should be pretty happy. And, they've taken on this challenge really well. And that doesn't happen without, I know Coach Witten says it all the time, definitely in the media, but also within our group. That doesn't happen without good seniors. Guys who have been here for a long time now, and they've just done things the right way. And they know how to talk to people. When there's a mistake made, they can go and raise the energy of the room again. And then when things are going really well, they can manage the room to say, hey, that we can't be too high right now. We've got to stay pretty even keeled here. So none of this happens without a really good senior class.
Here's another question for you, Zach. How much of that comes down to recruiting too, where obviously you're looking for certain things, right? Is this guy a left-handed or a right-handed shot? Which wing does he play on, right? Obviously you're looking at all that kind of stuff. How good are his skill moves? But are you looking at personalities too, and kind of building that not just around skill sets, but also, what kind of mentality do we want in an athlete that's coming here? These are the kinds of players with the skills and the brain for the game and the personality that we think will be a good fit.
Absolutely. We want people in our locker room who are good people first and foremost. And we're going to they're going to pass the eye test, and we're going to see him. We're going to see him on the rink. Say, hey, you know, we really like this defenseman. We really like this forward. He skates well, whatever it might be. But they absolutely have to be a good person. And then the next part of that too is the development of the person throughout their 4 years. You know, I think with all these seniors here, who would have known that Yuki or Hampus is going to be a leader by the time that they're a senior? They hadn't even been over in the U.S. that long. So I think, yes, there's a major component in the recruiting part and finding out who you're getting, but also in maintaining a strong culture year to year with the team, knowing that when a young man comes here as a freshman, they're going to develop as a person. They're going to learn leadership skills. They're going to learn how to have tough conversations with their coaches and with their teammates. So I do think it's a good combination of that.
You know, Zach, you look at the standings right now in the WCHA. Minnesota State's kind of running away with things. They've got 30 points way up on top, 13-point lead over second place Bowling Green. 10-0 right now, this Minnesota State team is in the league play. They've outscored everybody 44-5. So that's why they're number three ranked at this point in the national poll. But Bowling Green's got 17. Northern Michigan, which got beat yesterday at home by Alabama Huntsville, has 14 points but has played more games than Lake Superior. Michigan Tech's got 12. The Lakers 11. So we're in fifth place right now, but we're right there. I mean, we're a few points behind the people right ahead of us. We're only 3 points ahead of Huntsville, though, and they're playing tonight at Northern again at 7 o'clock. So the only teams that are really struggling is a surprising Bemidji team down at 7 points and then Ferris State in the cellar. But, you know, you look at this thing, they came out with the plan for the tournament yesterday, and all eight teams are going to make it. We're going to have a quarterfinal series at home sites, so the top four will play host to the bottom four. I'm assuming eight would play at one, seven at two, etc. Two out of three series, and then the four survivors will go to the highest remaining seed, and that most likely is going to be Mankato unless there's a huge upset. But this is interesting, and have you guys talked about it at all, or are you even worried about that at this point?
In terms of the second site, like that second weekend with the single game shot, not really, to be honest. You know, our main focus right now is getting that home ice advantage.
Right.
We saw what it did for us 2 years ago when we were coming off a great regular season and able to sweep Bemidji here at home in that first round. Getting that home ice is critical. Obviously, we want to get as high as we can in the standings and whatever rankings come out. But getting that home ice is, you know, one of our priorities right now. And there's a lot of teams in the mix right now. So it's exactly what we expected. So I will say that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but we're right there. I mean, Lake Superior State, you get two games this weekend with Huntsville at home. Then you go to Tech again next Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Then you go to Ferris State on I believe it's a Friday game, a single game down there. Then you come home from that, and you turn around and go all the way to Bemidji for a series on Tuesday and Wednesday 3 weeks from now. And then you come home to finish off the regular season, a Saturday 3 p.m. game against Ferris State. So there's what you've got for the rest of this regular season. That's barring any more pauses.
Right. And that's, you know, again, I think the exciting part with that is that we have games coming up. There's games coming up. There's points on the line. Obviously, it's nice to playing. I'm looking at it right here. It looks like we play tied for the second least amount of games in our conference. So we have a little bit of that control our own destiny too, which is definitely really exciting. So I would say exciting for our guys for sure. And just trying to manage, you know, rest time, practice time, and things like that is kind of the next challenge here.
Yeah, this is a big deal. There's one other thing I want to throw out before we take our first break here tonight. Something that a lot of fans are asking about, or they think about. We're talking a lot of road trips here, and it's so different right now with the coronavirus situation and the sorts of things you have to do when you're away from home. We're talking hotels. We're talking needing meals. How are you doing that at this point? How are you getting the guys fed properly? How are you getting good nourishment and nutrition? for instance, when you come out of Bowling Green, you get on the bus. A lot of times in the past, I mean, I travel with the Lakers for years. We just have pizzas on the bus. How are you doing that now? How are you getting these guys fed properly? And then you come out of Tech yesterday, you're all fired up because you just won three straight games. Coming back to the Sioux, but you still got to feed these guys. How are you handling that in this coronavirus pandemic?
Right. Well, it's definitely there's been some challenges more in the setup of it for sure. I think one thing we've been really concerned about that we're making sure that we address is the rest more than anything else. So
right.
planning ahead, giving guys a day off or something like that. So we're losing prep time in terms of the opponent, in terms of a little bit of that X's and O's. So I think we think that the rest right now trumps that, and that we can play some catch up with the X's and O's and getting guys caught up. In terms of like the sleeping arrangement, the hotel for the most part has been relatively the same. Some guys have we're trying to pair guys up best we can with their roommate from back home, just in case something bad does happen, we can at least try to isolate it to that. But in terms of the food, it depends a little bit where you're at. We've been fortunate enough to find some places that we've went to in the past that have been able to cater some meals in individual boxes, and just make sure, again, we're getting the veggies, the fruits, the starches, the meat, and, the protein and things like that. So we've been fortunate in that sense, but there's a lot of planning that's went into it more than years past.
Yeah, I would think it's pretty tough right now to make sure that you get it done right. We're going to take a break, our first of the night. Merrick's Mittens will be joining us in the second half of this show tonight, so stay with us. We'll be right back with more Laker Hockey Show, Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Looking for a good pre-owned car, SUV, or truck to get you through the coming winter? See the great selection of used vehicles on the lot now at Sioux Motors. More than 25 SUVs and 20 or more cars and trucks are available for the huge year-end savings program. Lots of Escapes priced to sell, Explorers, Edges, F-150s, and there are 9 sedans on the lot. If you want new wheels this winter, see the sales staff at Sioux Motors today. Sioux Motors on 3 Mile across from Walmart in the Michigan Sioux.
Is your furnace old? You could be dealing with a low-efficiency furnace costing you hundreds of dollars a year. The experts at Albert Heating and Cooling can help you with a new high-efficiency Bryant furnace. On sale now till the end of February. With your new furnace, you can buy an extended 10-year labor warranty for only $99. Start saving today with a new furnace and sleep soundly knowing you have no worries. Go online at albertheating.com or stop in at 3147 South M129, just south of 3 Mile Road today. Bryant. Whatever it takes.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Arfstrom Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is here to help. The caring and knowledgeable staff takes the time to get to know their customers, understand their needs, and help them on a path to better health. From prescription drugs to medical equipment and supplies, they are able to meet your needs. Arfstrom Pharmacy offers a prescription savings club plan. Save on over 300 prescription medications, some as little as $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. Club members will also enjoy big savings on other generic brand drugs, too. With so many drugs covered by this plan, you could be paying a lot less for your prescription medications in the months ahead. Also, free delivery of prescription drugs within the city limits and a prescription drug pickup service at the War Memorial Community Care Clinic, Kinchlow. Call us for details at 632-9661. Arfstrom Pharmacy and Arfstrom Medical Equipment and Supplies. A lifetime of service in the Eastern UP at the corner of Ashman and Spruce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux, Michigan. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
You're listening to the Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400. Tweet your questions for Laker head coach Damon Whitten to me at cornerpocket422. Here's Bill Crawford.
All right, we're back. Second segment of our show tonight. It's the Laker Hockey Show, Laker Hockey Talk, a combination show these days. Zach Sizek, the assistant coach, one of the two assistant coaches at Lake Superior, is joining us. And really, Mike Guggen's a third assistant coach, if we wanted to get technical about it. And we're going to get Mike on here probably next week to talk about his duties with the Lakers. No, Zach, you're the goaltender guy. You're the guy who handles goalies. That's one of your main chores, although I find it very interesting on the bench these days. We've got a guy who played in the NHL for a long time and played a lot of hockey at a very high level who coaches our defensemen, but he was a center iceman forward all the time. You were a goaltender. You guys both played at Michigan State. You handled the forwards at Lake Superior, and Damon Whitney's kind of in between doing everything, as well as he's the designated talker on the bench when it comes to officials, et cetera. But that's an interesting coaching philosophy right there, but it's working very well.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, Yorkie's got the D or I have the – I think it's – we kind of all chip in where is needed. I think we have good flow on the bench. I think we're able to, you know, manage the highs and lows on the bench well. It's a lot of fun to be on the bench with these guys. And it's been fun to really get to know these players and just watch them grow since I've been here.
As a goalie coach, you need one for next year. You're going to lose Merricks, and we'll talk about him a little bit in a moment in detail. But what are you looking for there? You know, you've got two good ones here. Seth Eisley has proven he can play, I think. And Langenegger looks good in the few games he's seen, and he's only a freshman, so you need to bring a third guy in. Are you philosophically looking at maybe a practice-type goaltender? Or would you do what a lot of people think maybe you ought to do right now is take a look at some guy who's a 20-year-old goaltender who's looking for a chance, a Gordy Dayfield type who can come in and steal a job from the other two guys?
Right, and you know, I think, to be totally honest, Bill, I think that's still up in the air a little bit in terms of the, I guess we'll call it the philosophy. I'd like to keep it, you know, the focus on just how impressed we are with Seth and with Ethan. We're really happy with the year that Mitzi's having, obviously. But I don't think that happens without, he has two guys behind him right now that are constantly pushing him. Like this is a very, very competitive group. It makes practice very challenging for our forwards and defensemen right now because the guys back there have a high compete level and they have a high talent level. So, you know, I think I've said it a lot this year, but we are very, very, very impressed with both Langer and Seth right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to assess these guys and the kind of season they're having. Obviously, Merricks has been outstanding. I mean, we're going to go through his stats with him here when we talk to him, and they are very impressive, especially the last three games. He's got like 190 saves or something. He's just been spectacular this year. And yet the other two guys, when they've played, they've been good. They've shown great things in practice. So you work with them all the time. And think that Eisley and Langenegger can handle the duties next year?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely they can. I guess I'll, you know, for, you know, going back to last week in that Northern Michigan series, again, I thought it was great that they could both get a start night one. And again, there's a lot that goes into starting a game when you haven't played a full game in a while. There's certainly the emotional part of it, that managing the high lows. Then there's the conditioning part. You know, going in for 20, then you have to take a break for 15 minutes. You get back into it. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned. At any level when you make a jump, when you haven't played for a little bit. So I was really impressed with both. I think Seth, when we talked about it after the game, he probably wanted the first goal back of his Northern game. And then even, you know, we're losing that game and we have that comeback, he makes a number of huge grade A saves. And he never looked flustered once. There was a couple goals that he just had, you know, no chance on, and he shut the door late, and that was just really, really impressive. More outside of hockey, just his demeanor, he's going to remember that hopefully for the way that he responded for a long time. And then I think you look at the second night with Ethan, he had a couple tough bounces, like, you know, I think two for sure go off of our own player, and then that last one gets him, pops both of his straps off with his helmet. And I, obviously being a goalie, I know that feeling. That's the one spot where you can't track it off of your body. Typically, you know, if I can feel it off my right shoulder, I have a general idea of where that puck is going to go. When it gets you in the mask, you have no idea where that puck is going to drop. And that's what makes it so challenging. So just a really unfortunate break there for that last one. But again, he made some huge saves that game. And then going back to when he was able to step in at Mankato, he really shut that. I think he had 27 shots in 30 minutes or something, and he was outstanding.
It's an interesting spot, too, in that Northern Michigan series because that's a rivalry series. You've got a workhorse goaltender in Marek Smittens who's unavailable for the weekend. And then for both of these guys to come in that situation, and not just a rivalry series, right, but against a team that's struggling, that does have some high-end talent that is coming for your head. I mean, they need these games. They need to come in here to their own rival and steal a couple of games in their building like they had a couple stolen in theirs, they're going to feel. And for those guys to play that well in that situation, I think was a real testament to the work that they've put in all season long, which most people don't see.
No, and that's, I think the trust level with us is just so high. You know, it's kind of, hey, this is the next guy up here. You know, this is another opportunity for you guys to show what you have and more so show, you know, everything that you've worked on, and how far you've come since you stepped on campus. And both of those guys they're doing such a good job, and they're such a good representation of what we want our group to look like.
Handling the puck is a big thing for modern goalies in particular, being able to kill off attacks, but also to distribute and kickstart attacks. I think it was Ethan who actually took a pass from a defenseman in the Northern Michigan series, which is something I don't think I've ever seen before, but he looked comfortable handling it too at the same time. How much of a confidence builder is that for a young goaltender, not just to stop a bunch of pucks, but to go out, play the puck in and around the goal, and to be able to make some of those passes to start some attacks back the other way?
Well, it's really big. You know, we've been on the other end of it before, too, where you're trying to establish a forecheck, and you know everything gets to the back of the net, and you can't really get in on the forecheck there. It's really frustrating. You know, with our, it's something that we talk about a lot. It's something that we watch every week in terms of their goalie touches. And the big thing about playing the puck, it's not so much the puck skill. It's not so much, you know, how hard you can pass it or how accurate you are passing it. It's how smart you are in terms of knowing when to go back for pucks and being able to read pressure and suck guys in. So it doesn't matter if you're making a home run pass to the far blue line, or you're making a 10-foot pass to your defenseman in the corner. Anything helps, and it's really, the guys have challenged themselves to be smarter hockey players overall, and that's what makes a good puck handler.
This Marek Smittens has been so good this year. He's goaltender of the week multiple times. He was again this past week. He had 61 saves in those two games at Bowling Green. He's had 96 saves in his last three games, 35 yesterday at Michigan Tech, and I thought he was really good yesterday. One thing I've noticed about him is he's obviously a senior. He's very much more relaxed than he was maybe his freshman, sophomore year. He's, I think the game has slowed down for him a bit because of his experience. What are your experiences with him as a person and as a goaltender, as a technical person playing that position, that you can tell us about that adds up to where he is right now? He's been really good.
Yeah. I could go on and on. You know, he has been, you know, such a blessing for me to be able to be on the ice with him every day. You know, he's changed the way I've coached. There's no question about it. You know, we just have so much trust in him, and, you know, outside of goaltending, you know, he's a leader on this team. He's one of the most respected people in the room. So it says a lot about him. There's plenty of, you know, little details, little technical things that have come about throughout his 3 to 4 years here. And this is going to sound pretty basic here, but he's having a lot of fun. And that's when I think you look relaxed when you're having fun. And that's something I think the last 2 years that he looks like he's having fun. And, you know, when you're uptight and you're nervous, you're going to look like it. You're going to look stiff. And there's never a moment where he looks stiff or where he doesn't look like he's having fun. So for me, outside of all the little details, that's a huge thing right now.
Zach, I thought his real breakout was the Catamount Cup at the end of 2019, because then you turn the calendar over and he played well. I thought the team played well in both of those games. Unlucky not to win both of the games, never mind just one of them. But then the team came out and they started to get hot right when 2020 started in January, right? Started to win a couple of games, started to lock down a bit more defensively, started generating a few more goals. And you could see that it started to click with him, and he was a really good goaltender. He was one of the better goalies in the country in the second half of last season. But then the further evolution over this summer, too. I remember the first couple of games of this season, Bill and I are sitting up there watching him, and I looked over at Bill and I said, "This dude's a monster now. He is a monster. He doesn't look like anything's going to get through him most nights."
You know, I think that's 100%, you know, just on Mitch. You know, he's very dedicated and he's very specific. He knows his body really well. He knows when he needs to push it, and he knows where. And this is something that he's had to change, too, is, you know, he was a guy, his first, you know, when he was a sophomore year, my first year here, he was a guy on game day where he'd want to be on the ice for like an hour in the morning. And he just, you know, to physically, you know, grab, "Hey, you can't be on the ice for an hour. Like, you've got a 3-hour game to go play tonight." So he's figured out his mental game, you know, how to prepare for a game for sure. And then, you know, I think even last year, there was a couple, I think as a team, you know, we didn't start exactly how we wanted to last year. And certainly Merrick's didn't start the way he wanted to either. I think it was probably mid November last year. We had we split with Bowling Green, I think. And I think after that, it was, you know, he's kind of been what he was. He's just been able to take over games. You know, when we've been playing well, he's been able to manage them, and that's something that, you know, I think elite goalies have in college, is they can do both. They can manage a game with whether it's killing a play with their chest, using their stick to deflect a puck to the corner, or, you know, there's going to be times where you just need them to steal a game. And Merrick's has been able to show time and time again that he can do both of those.
All right, we're running short of time here on this segment. I'm going to keep it here for just a minute, though, so we can talk to Merrick's for about 20 minutes here when we get him on. Zach, we've got a really tough team coming in here this weekend, and I think sometimes you kind of look down at Alabama-Huntsville players might, because they're usually down in the standings. They're not going to be in the league next year. They're going to be an independent team. But these kids work really hard. They've got a lot to prove to people. They lost Mark Sinclair, their goaltender, to Michigan Tech when the kids were allowed to go. Jack Jeffers, who, by the way, is playing really well right now for Lake Superior and been very noticeable, especially on line rushes of late. But he left them, and they had to regroup with everything, and they're playing well. I watched that game yesterday at Northern, and they deserve to win it. Their goaltender, Fassenden, is really good and playing big right now, hard to get the puck through him. But they play hard, and they're well-coached, and they pursue the puck well, and they really support each other. Lance West has done a great job. They're going to be tough this weekend.
They're going to be really tough. And, you know, for a couple things, they're like, their goalie's playing really well right now.
Yeah.
That is no secret. Their goalie's playing well, so he's going to be a challenge to get through. And then that top line for them, especially with the I think it's Bronte and Neudecker, those kids are ball players. So we have to know when they're on the ice. They can create pretty much out of, you know, anything. And then just, you know, watching their last couple of games, like, they are very, very involved. That top line has created challenges, like, pretty much against every team they've played. And then I'm not sure if you listened to Coach Patolny yesterday after their game, and he's just like, you know, he said they didn't respect their opponent enough yesterday, and that's exactly what happened. And, you know, that's, you know, for us, you know, we know this is a team coming in that's a really good team, and it's going to be a dogfight for two nights.
Yeah, they showed up yesterday. They didn't have their white jerseys, and they were the home team. They didn't bring them with them. I'm assuming they brought the blues because they thought they were going to be on the road with us. So they were wearing Fox Motors AAA jerseys yesterday, and that's not going to help Northern any. They're looking out at them, and it's like, what a, you know, this is a ragtag crew right here. Well, they weren't a ragtag crew, and Neudecker and Bronte and Merkley and Dane Finneson, those are good hockey players right there, and they're going to get better and better, I think. They've got some young guys who are are growing up and aren't really freshmen anymore either. So they're going to be a handful for us. They were last time we played them. We beat them 3-2. We went to overtime and I think won a shootout with them. But they play hard.
Yeah, no, they do a really nice job. And, yes, definitely those jerseys, they make it interesting to pre-scout too, I'll say that. Trying to match a couple of those numbers was not fun this morning. So. But it'll be exciting. They're going to get started here, I think, in an hour and a half. So we'll have that. We'll be tuned into that to see what clips we can add to our pre-scout this week.
All right. We always ask the coach every week about recruiting, and we'll just hit you with it here quickly. Recruiting's totally changed now. Everything's done by Zoom. You're looking at video of players and trying to find. But there isn't that much. I think we got a commitment out of a forward. We can't use his name because he hasn't signed an NLI as yet, but we got a commitment a couple of weeks back, so we should be good there. We've already got a lot of guys committed who are coming in. They've already signed NLIs. We've talked at length about all of them in the past. I guess the only thing we need now is the other goaltender. We're going to need a third goalie for next year, and you know, if there's somebody else that we could get. Boy, the transfer portal has been lighting up of late. A lot of people looking to move.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, outside of obviously the dead period and things like that. And, you know, quite honestly, there's a couple leagues playing, but there's not a lot of leagues playing either. So it's definitely, it's changed the landscape of recruiting, as is the transfer portal. You know, I think once April hits, once the Frozen Four is over, it's going to be pretty crazy. So I think that's just something you have to be aware of now. And I don't think anyone has a blueprint for it right now because we haven't really been through it before. In terms of recruiting, I can just say, I guess generally, you know, we're very excited, about the guys that we do, you know, that we have committed here. We like our board in terms of a couple of guys that we've been keying in on lately. Going to find the next goalie here is definitely near the top of the list right now. We're excited about that, and definitely excited about Langer and Seth here too.
Yeah, I think things are looking good right now, and a lot of fans are excited. I guess the biggest problem right now we've got is the COVID situation and the fact we can't get people into the building. It would be so exciting. I think we'd have huge crowds right now. You're coming off three wins over really good hockey teams and a home series coming up this weekend that is one of our last three games of the regular season here. Man, we want home ice in the first round of that playoffs really badly.
Yeah, there is absolutely no question. It would be amazing to have some fans in here. Obviously, the situation isn't allowing it right now, but I know our guys, you know, especially our seniors, they miss it. You know, they want fans in for these last couple games here, and definitely, you know, we want home ice. There's no question. We talked about it, and it would be great to have some fans for that. Just, you know, like we had 2 years ago with Bemidji, the place was just bumping, and just being able to look up into the crowd on the ice after we swept Bemidji there, and just, you know, all the seats were filled, and you know, the town's going crazy. So it's something we definitely miss, and we cannot wait to get back to normal for that.
All righty, Zach, we're going to let you get out of here tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll get Merrick's Mittens on here, the Lakers senior goaltender. Really appreciate your time, and good luck against Huntsville this weekend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Zach Sizek joining us tonight. Damon Witten having other duties to take care of, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Merrick's Mittens will join us right after this on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation. But did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
Set your course for a brighter future with the help of Central Savings Bank. CSB's experts can help you with a savings plan and retirement investing. With IRAs and CDs, they will assist you in making the best choice for you. Start a retirement account as part of your long-term financial plan. Get started by visiting one of CSB's 9 locations today. Watch your savings grow. Bank with Central Savings Bank.
Central Savings Bank. Ask what we can do for you.
Set your course for a brighter future with the help of Central Savings Bank. CSB's experts can help you with a savings plan and retirement investing. With IRAs and CDs, they will assist you in making the best choice for you. Start a retirement account as part of your long-term financial plan. Get started by visiting one of CSB's 9 locations today. Watch your savings grow. Bank with Central Savings Bank.
Central Savings Bank. Ask what we can do for you.
It's the Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400. Got questions for the coach? Tweet them at me at cornerpocket422. Here's Bill Crawford and Damon Witten.
All right, you got Bill Crawford. You don't have Damon Witten tonight. We had Zach Sizek, the assistant coach, join us first half of the show. We've got Merrick's Mittens coming in with us now, the Lakers goaltender, senior out of Ventspils, Latvia, and we haven't had Merrick's on this show. He's been here for almost 4 full seasons now, and it's our first chance to get an opportunity for the fans to hear from our goaltender. I know he's a pretty popular guy right now after 3 wins and 96 saves in the last 3 hockey games. And Merrick's goaltender of the week again last week for those 2 wins at Bowling Green. 1.79, the goals against average, save percentage 939. I was looking at your history a little bit. You're kind of repeating what you did in junior right now. You played in Aston for the Rebels in the North American Hockey League, and you were MVP your last year there and had very similar numbers to what you have right now. And I think this year you have looked to me a lot more relaxed, and I think Zach just said it a few moments ago. He said Mitz is having fun this year a lot more than he has, and it shows, and I think you've played really well for us.
Yeah, like I've been, like Zach said and like you guys said, I've been really trying to enjoy a game a little bit more than I did probably in previous years. I think that's a big difference maker too, because before that, maybe I would be happy when the game's over and I'm happy that we won, but during the game, I wouldn't really, like I could say, enjoy it, or like I'd be more tense. But like you said, I've been a little more relaxed, I feel like, and it's a little bit easier, but it makes it more fun, makes it more enjoyable.
Now, you guys all kind of, this is a pretty tight-knit group, and yet you don't really live on campus. Most of you guys live off campus. I think you and Keibel are roommates, are you not?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and that's 2 pretty good hockey players and 2 pretty good friends right there. And there's another guy. Let's talk just for a second about him. What a senior year he's having. He's captain of this team. He's a great leadership player. I thought he was really good at Bowling Green. And, you know, he's coming off that pause. In fact, you both were, where you missed a couple of games. And that's got to be tough. I mean, there's some positive testing going on, but nobody really got sick. And yet you miss time and you miss practice and you miss being on the ice. And you got to come out and play some pretty high-level competition.
Yeah, it was tough for both of us. We both got it. I got it on my birthday, so that was even worse. But yeah, it was tough. Like I think we were at house for like 20 days or something like that, and can't do much. We did a little bike, go for like cross country skiing maybe, and that was it. Then we jumped right into 3 games in like 5-6 days against top 20 teams. It was a little bit tough, but I think we did a pretty good job managing it.
Our team
helped as well.
You guys have done a good job of managing everything. And the leadership on this team, you got seven seniors. You got a guy like Hampus Erickson there and Yuki Miura. Talk a little bit about this international flavor that we talk about all the time. All the guys we've got, I think you've got 9 Euros playing on this team. And we added Artie Borshoff this year from Belarus, and we got Yuki from Japan. I think we have 10 international players, which is tremendous in that dressing room, how well all these guys get along. There's no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, I think I like it. I think our team likes it a lot, too. You can get a lot of different perspectives, and, like, we all go through different journeys to get here and different experiences, and it comes in handy right now when you're facing a year like this with a lot of difficulties, a lot of uncertainty. And, like, a lot of guys, every single guy can bring, like, their own perspective, which can help a lot.
Yeah, we talked to Will Riedel a couple of weeks about this situation, how difficult it can be. You kind of had your junior year interrupted, certainly at the end. I mean, we finished the season, but you still had to face all the COVID situation there. And then you start out this year, and it's not play. Then we start playing. Then we have to pause, and the other teams are pausing, and we're missing games. What a senior year it's been. It's been a roller coaster ride for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. It's not the senior year you kind of want. You're going to want fans in your building and experience everything of it, but we're making the most of it right now. So as long as we can play hockey, we're happy. But, you know, you'd always want to have fans in the building. Fans when you go on the road still is like... It's fun. It's missing a lot.
Merrick's, even through all this wild stuff going on, you know, there's a real vibe around this team that it's a really steady group, right? Some teams, they'll go through these wild highs and lows, and emotions are all over the place sometimes. This is a team that seems very chill, level, relaxed, solid, ready for any challenges that come, and you kind of face each day kind of the same way, and I think it brings a good sense of stability to this group. Is that kind of the sense that you have too?
Yes, I think it helps. Like, our leadership group has done a great job with that. Our coach has been doing a great job with it too, and I think it just helps. Like you said, we have 7 seniors, our juniors and sophomores, and all, even like freshmen, they're bringing a lot to the table, and everyone's chipping in, so you kind of, like, leadership group might set the tone, but, like, everyone is chipping in, so which is, like, really important for the team.
I think it's big, too, because it's not even just a matter of, okay, you know, you win one night and then you get really hyped up, or, you know, you lose one night and you get down on yourselves and you got to try to find a way to rebound. It just seems like, okay, you know, you play really well one night or you lose a tough game one night, and it just seems like as a group, this team is able to get back to where it needs to be in its business the next day when you step foot in the rink. It is just about business now, and I think that's a pretty good approach to have. Hey, you know, you can play anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, like, we get always 2-game weeks, like, I guess, like 2-game series except the Tech this week, but you know, when if you win on Friday or lose on Friday, you know, you can enjoy it if you win for the next couple, 2-3 hours. But tomorrow is a new game, so you got to come back. Just because we won yesterday doesn't mean we're just going to get it today, too. I think we've been doing a pretty good job coming ready and being ready for the games.
Merrick's, you got a couple of good friends there, too, in Seth Eisley and Ethan Langenegger. Ethan's a freshman. You can relate to all that sort of thing. Seth's a sophomore. What kind of relationship do you have with those two, the backups at this point? They're behind you, certainly. You're the senior, and that's the way it probably ought to be. But what kind of relationship do you have on the ice and working and in practice with those two guys?
We've been having a pretty good relationship. I've been living with them on the road. And, like, us, the goalies and the Zach size, like, we've all been pretty close. It helps a lot, like, on the ice, they're really good goalies, too. I'm not worried about when I'm leaving if they will have a good goalie or not. They're pushing me. I'm pushing them to be better every day, and I think it's been showing. I think our goaltending line has been pretty good this year.
Yeah, we talk with goaltenders all the time about any superstitions they might have because goaltenders are kind of a lot in their own. Do you have anything? I noticed one thing you do a lot is you've got a big thing you do with the water bottle before the start of any period. There's a lot of water going on your head, and then you always throw it up in the air, too. Is that just an old superstition or what?
Yeah, I would say that's like a routine now. It wakes me up a little bit, and once I put the ball down, I don't know it's time to go.
How do you spend time preparing for a game, too? Goaltenders have a different situation than the players do. How do you prep for a game? Like, are you a guy who likes to take a nap in the afternoon before a game? Do you think about things? Do you try to envision who players are on the other team? Do you pay that much attention to who you're going to play against?
I definitely like to take a nap before a game, like before games in the afternoon, after a morning skate. And, yeah, I do like – I live kind of prepared to know, like, what players I, like, should watch out more. But, like, it's not like I'm just going to focus on one player. I guess, yeah, I do a little
visualization. Yeah, I get it.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I do a little bit of that. And just throughout the day, get my mind ready for the game. Try not to, like, do too much or too less. Just find the perfect middle way for, like, how to be ready for the game. And when I, as I said, when I put the ball down on the net, I think it's time. I get ready to go.
Yeah, well, it works. Whatever you're doing, it's working well. Now, you're a business administration major with international being a part of that. Obviously, you got some plans for your future, too. You want to do something back home when you're done playing hockey. But what about that hockey goal? You're going to be a free agent here, and you're having quite a senior season. I would think somebody's going to show some interest here, and you can make some money playing pro hockey.
Yeah, you know, goal is always to play in the NHL. That's what I'm going for. Doing my best right now, and we'll see. I'm not trying. That's not what I'm thinking about right now. I'm trying to focus on the season. I feel like if I do the right things throughout the season, something will show up at the end there.
Here's a question for you, Merricks. What areas of your game do you see the biggest improvements in, not just year to year, but overall as well?
I would say my mental game. Like, even, like you said earlier, having fun and being a little bit more relaxed. It helps a lot. I can slow down my game a little bit, understand, like, the space I'm filling up, and just having, like, a little more control over the game.
One of the things that stood out to me, and Bill and I have talked about this on the air quite a bit, but there's two things really that stand out to me about you, particularly coming into this season. Number one is your positioning. I mean, I feel like you're square to everything. So when that puck hits you, and the defense does a really good job, I think, keeping a lot of shots away from you too, but anything that gets through, it's hitting you square, and you're already positioned well to absorb a rebound, which you don't leave all that many in the first place. The other thing is just that rebound control. How many pucks do you sweep away into the corners or the wall? There's never a chance for a rebound against you. And again, that's where the positioning comes back too, because you're square to it anyway on the off chance that it's there. I think those two things, this season in particular, have blown me away about your game, just how solid you are. And it just seems like any given night, you know, if you're the other team, you're looking at it like, oh, come on, we gotta find a way through that. Okay.
Yeah, like I've been, like I said, I've been trying to control my game a little bit more, and that means like managing pucks, putting them in the corner. But like you said, our team's done a really good job picking up the boxing out players coming to the net, picking up the rebounds, and like I trust them doing their job, and I feel like they trust me doing my job, so I think it's all working well together.
Here's another question for you. How much communicating do you do with your defense? Do you help organize them in the zone? Are you calling things out as you see them, or do they kind of operate independently and you kind of take care of your responsibilities individually?
No, communication is a big part, especially for me as a goalie, so I can see a little bit more than they might sometimes going in. Getting the puck behind the net, so there's a lot of communication going on from me, and players are talking with me too, so it helps a lot. Communication is like a really big thing.
Merricks, you played in Aston. We mentioned that a few moments ago, and had quite a final season there before you came to Lake Superior State. But you're from Latvia. How did you come across? When did you come across? And how difficult was that to leave home and come over and play in North America?
I was in the under-18 World Championships, played in Grand Forks, and after that, I got kind of interest from, like, the Aston, like I said, and Yeah, it was a little bit hard. It was my first year away from home, and like, I was doing really good, but like off the ice, it was a little bit challenging. Like my first year away from the home, getting a little homesick, didn't get to go home over the Christmas, so it was a little bit tough. But now I'm more used to it. I'm really enjoying my time in the Sioux. I feel here like home, so I really enjoy it.
Yeah, how does Sault Ste. Marie compare? I think Ventspils is a much larger city than Sault Ste. Marie, but we talk with a lot of the guys from Sweden, they really like it here. They kind of think it's a lot like home, and at least the weather and all that sort of thing. Similar for you?
Yeah, it's pretty much, like, I like the weather, I like the nature here. Might get a little bit colder here and a little bit more snow, but we get pretty good winters too, and I like the nature. I'm not really a big city guy, so I really enjoy the nature around here.
All right, we're talking with Merrick's Mittens tonight, the Lakers goaltender, senior out of Latvia, and one of 10 international players in the Laker lineup this season, and Lakers have become well-known for that. You got a tough one coming up this weekend, I think. I hope that our guys are very cognizant of the fact that Alabama-Huntsville comes to play. They don't fool around. They beat Northern last night, and they beat them pretty good, too. They did a great job, and they're going to be tough this weekend.
Yes, for sure. Alabama is always playing hard. They might not be the most skilled team, but they're always one of the hardest teams to play against. And they've been a problem to us last couple of years. I think we won their shootout and stuff like that, so we're getting ready for a tough weekend, too.
Yeah, how about the schedule right now? You get on to Bowling Green for two games. That's a fair bus trip, 14 hours of driving there. Over to Tech, 10 hours of driving there. Now you're going to be home this weekend, but you're going to go next week to Tech again on Tuesday and then down to Ferris State to play a game, and then you're going to go to Bemidji for two games, and there's a haul right there. And then you'll come home for that one final game against Ferris State. Have you guys looked at all this and kind of discussed it at all, or are you just taking it one game at a time?
We're taking it one game at a time, but of course we know who we're playing, and that the travel is going to suck and it's going to be hard, but we kind of like it. We're enjoying this right now. It's kind of like a professional schedule right now, almost playing every other day. So it's all why we all came here, to play hockey. So we're enjoying it. It's a little bit hard, but it's a challenge, and we like challenges. We're going to take it.
Yeah, I think that's shown in the last few games, too, those two games against Northern Michigan. The Lakers come from behind in both of them to tie them up. You win the one on the Calder goal with 3 seconds left in overtime, and then lost a really tough one in overtime, but forced the overtime, didn't give up, came back, scored two goals in the last minute and 1 second to tie that second game. That says a lot about these guys, and I think that builds confidence.
Yes, for sure. Like, it's been helping a lot. Like, me and Luke were watching games from home, and it was, like, hard for us to watch game from home, but we were really proud of the guys, like, not giving up and, like, tying up the game with, like, minute left, being down two goals. It really makes you, like, makes us proud, makes the team proud, like, just watching that, like, you never give up.
There just seems to be a thing about two-goal leads, too. Every time this team goes down by two, they just go, okay, and just come back. I mean, no two-goal lead is safe against this Laker team.
Yeah, I think, like, it's like the other team can score two goals in one period. We think we can do it, too, so there's nothing really, just because time's running out doesn't mean you need to, like, put more pressure on yourself or something. Still got plenty of hockey left, and just do your best.
Merrick, so we asked Coach Cizik about this too. Your stats are really good. You're a Richter candidate right now for best goalie in college hockey. You're a Hobie Baker candidate along with Lucas and Ashton Calder from the Lakers. Is it because you're a senior and you're experienced now and you've done a lot of practicing and you got a pretty good goalie coach in Zach Cizik? Is the game kind of slowing down for you? Is it different than it was maybe your freshman, sophomore season?
The game's for sure a little bit different right now. It's like coming in, it's a pretty big jump from juniors to college hockey. But, yeah, I think experience plays a big role into this. So you kind of know what to expect a little bit more and stuff like that.
How are you doing in school right now? Are you you got full load, or are you like most seniors who are pretty much got everything taken care of academically? This team does really well academically.
No, I got a full load. I came with zero credits in, so I'm having a full load right now. So it's not the easiest semester, but not too bad.
Well, that's good.
Most of the law classes are online, especially on the schedule like we have right now.
Yeah, are there a lot of things where you're really sitting at home and doing things on computer, et cetera? There's not a lot of face-to-face contact with professors at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your time here tonight. We've enjoyed talking to you. We wish you luck this weekend. You got to be ready there for that Huntsville team. A little Connor Wood and those guys are going to be sticking everybody they can. That's the way they play, and they're going to be tough. It's going to be an interesting weekend. We need victories. I'll tell you what, things are going really well right now, and we just got to keep it going. Keep winning hockey games and move up in those standings. We'd love to have home ice in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, yes. That's the plan.
Well, that's good. We're glad that's the plan. Now let's go out and execute it. Thanks, yeah. Merricks. Thanks for being a part of our show. Really appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Merricks Mittens joining us here on the Laker Hockey Show, Laker Hockey Talk. We're a combination show. We'll be on again on Thursday morning at 8 o'clock. For Matt Pocket, Merricks Mittens, Zach Sizek, Bill Crawford, so long. That's another show on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to the Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader. Now let's get back to regular programming.